Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hello, and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Monday, December 16, 2013. It seems so odd to be saying December 2013, because it seems like I was just saying January 2013, and time is just rolling by so quickly. It's just unbelievable that the year is coming to an end in about 2.5 weeks. Well, I hope you made the best of your year, and I hope you have the opportunity to just continue being the best that you can possibly be. Today is a special day. It is my mom's birthday, and she passed away a few years ago, and I'm just grateful to have had her in my life for the time that I did, and that, you know, my siblings and I are just some very lucky people to have had the opportunity to be raised and reared by such an amazing woman, and I'm grateful and thankful. Today's show is all about music. We're going to be talking about the music industry and the different ways that we now go about getting music to the masses. It's really interesting. A few years back, Prince did this amazing thing. He kind of cut out the middleman and produced his own album direct to the retailers, and that started to set the precedent for people to look at the way we distribute music differently. And now as time has progressed, people have become even more creative and even more business savvy in regards to how they distribute their music. Just recently, Beyonce, she released an album overnight with several CDs attached to it straight to iTunes, and that was an amazing feat because no one expected it, and it wasn't a big fanfare. It was just done. Now, we've noticed that there's been a change in the kind of music that's being produced and what's mass marketed as opposed to what's not being sold in the stores. And it's really interesting. We have an amazing opportunity today to have a group. It's called Get Open. And they are doing something equally as unique. And, you know, I just find it just so interesting. They are going to kind of like bring us back to the old days. And I'm not even going to say old school hip hop. It's true school hip hop, according to them. And I agree with them on that because I've listened to some of their tracks. And it's the kind of music that you want to hear. And it doesn't allow you to cringe at some of the words that they say. It's just really good music. Now, I'm not going to be the one to tell the story. I'm going to let them tell their story and about the music and how they're doing it and the campaign that they're launching right now and how you can help get that music out on the shelves and in the stores as well. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you part of the coup. Get Open. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? This is Subba from Get Open. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. I am so glad you can join us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Oh, great. Now, we're just going to get into it because I have lots of questions. As you can probably heard, I have a lot of different perspectives and thoughts on this whole process. So, and being that you've been in the game so long, you probably have a really good perspective on it as well.
Indeed.
So, yes. Now, Get Open was founded by you while you were studying at SUNY Purchase in New York.
Correct.
So tell us, give us the biography, give us the history of Get Open.
Well, basically, I'm originally from France, Paris, France, and I came probably, I said, 92, started college as a music major doing production. Actually, SUNY Purchase, give them a little promo spot, is probably, I'd say, one of the best public schools for music, whether it's, you know, electronic music, whether it's classical, It's up in White Plains, up in Westchester, New York. And they have a really amazing program. And when I started, they were actually just starting to admit young people to do music production, but with samplers and computers. So they're pretty, I'd say, very progressive. When I started back in 92, there was six of us doing that. Today, there's more than 80 kids doing production. They have very modern, you know, latest technology. I have to give a big shout out to my professor and director of a program, Jim McElwain. And basically, I started making tracks, and I wanted to start a kind of a hip hop collective. And I had told myself, you know, you're in college. There's a lot of different ethnicities, you know, different people. We can't just pull off the hip-hop, you know, traditional way, which is, you know, DJ, two MCs. We're going to have to bring a live band. So basically the idea is that now that I was in the music school, I think it'll be easy to find a live band or put a live band together. So that's what we did. And I just started, you know, asking around campus who if there was some MCs, you know, some singers. And basically I would say, what, a couple months after I started in 92, we had our first showcase. And we were called the Purchase Rhyme Crew, which a couple of years later evolved into Get Open. And the whole group was formed out of school. We're all, you know, all the members that are in the group today we're all still from, you know, the back our Purchase days. And, you know, as we evolved, you know, we started doing shows outside of campus. We opened up for KRS. We did KRS-One BDP, Alcoholics, Africa Bambaataa, Dougie Fresh, a lot of, more old school cats, although I wouldn't say really call it old school, but I would say more in a golden era, true school, our artists. And, you know, we went on to go to Germany to do headline a couple of festivals out there. We went to France. You know, we've done, you know, a fair share back then of work, and we've produced our own record as of 1996 while we were still in school. We pulled our monies together, and this was the time when Wu-Tang really revolutionized the industry and put out their own independent record to kind of control their own destinies. And, you know, if people listening out there are not familiar with the business model of Wu-Tang, you need to know, because they really changed the whole game. And that's, you know, all music genres put together, they completely revolutionized the way, you know, the business model was done. They really imposed, it was the first time I think artists really imposed to major labels how the game should be run. And they did very successfully. You got to give it up to RZA and GZA and a couple other people in the background that we don't know about who kind of put this whole thing together with Wu-Tang. And we decided to do our own vinyl, put it out, you know, and we got some really good reviews out west. And we eventually signed with a European label, French label, called Yellow Production, which is run and still owned by one of the most famous DJs in the world named Bob Sinclair. Bob Sinclair is like dance music, like top dog still today. So he signed us, and from there we did another deal with Ubiquity label out west, and that didn't go so well. We kind of like didn't release our record out of musical differences. And from there on, life took over, and we kind of, you know, the group kind of, I'd say, fizzled out, and I continued my music and did a lot of other things after that, including Triple Platinum Record with Everlast from House of Pain. You know, a lot of different things musically as a producer. And then, you know, a couple of years ago, and we decided to rekindle the project and re-release music since the game had changed so much, as you were talking earlier. And we just felt that there was no rules in the music game anymore. You can just put out a record and do what you want to do with it. There's no real rules in hip-hop anymore. When we coming up, is very pure. And, you know, commercial artists weren't really looked upon as, you know, true artists. You know, I think about it, MC Hammer was coming out today. You know, he's going to get a lot of praise. So that's how Get Open, I guess, was formed, if you want to, you know, in a short, brief story.
Okay, then that's a great story too, because now you started out and you said that you kind of like you guys fizzled out a little bit. and you went in different directions. Now, you decided to come back out and get back in the game, and you saw how, you know, it had changed drastically. Now, what was going to be your hook by coming back? What was going to be your pitch, your catch that was going to capture everyone's attention? What were you going to do that was going to be so unique?
Well, I think, you know, what it is, I think what you, how we differ from a lot of younger acts, because hip-hop has always been like a young person's game, is that, you know, we come back and we have a lot more experience, just even as writers, and even, I would say, musically, you know, our sound is very different. You know, if you go on our SoundCloud page, you'll hear that musically we have a lot of different things going on. We still use samples, which is something that, you know, a lot of young people don't use anymore. Probably one of the few cats who still does it is Kanye West. I'm saying on a more commercial level, of course, there's a lot of, you know, still, as you, if you could still call it, underground groups that, you know, don't, that still sample. Of course, there's a lot, like Premier still samples Pete Rock, but you couldn't say that Premier or Pete Rock are today, you know, top producers. You talk about a dude like Mike Will made it, or even a dude like Swizz Beatz. You don't use samples, only Kanye. So that's how our sound, I would say, how we come out differently. And like I said, you know, we're a bit more mature. Some, you know, we have families. You know, we've lived a few more years than some of these younger folks. So that's why, you know, I say we're a bit different than most people.
Okay. And I did go onto SoundCloud, and I did listen to all of the tracks that you have on SoundCloud. And I particularly like the New York one.
My City?
Yes, yes. And I like the one about food.
Oh, okay, all right.
I especially love the one about the food. I was like, oh, yes. And I really like the fact that, it gave you that old school vibe with a twist. And that's something, and it was music that wasn't offensive, and you didn't cringe when you heard some of it, and that was the thing that really captured my attention. But even much more so was your marketing concept. That was really what really got me, and it was completely brilliant the way that you're doing it. You have two albums that you're going to be releasing, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Now, with the two albums, what you're doing, you know, is really cool. So explain to us the two albums and what they're, you know, what are on the two albums and how you're releasing them so people can get an idea why I'm so excited.
Well, the way we decided to, well, you know, we didn't plan this. When we recorded, when we started recording last year, when we came from, I'm going to say now it's 2020, it's about to be 2014, so... 2012, April, we did it. We got invited to Germany to do a show. We stayed in Germany with one of our, you know, good friends and colleague, Glam, from a group called Main Concept out of Munich. And we worked with this guy for, you know, maybe 15, 20 years almost now. And after a show we did, we co-headlined with Dead Prez. We stayed in Munich for a few days and started recording. And that's really where the inspiration came back, is we saw that the chemistry was still there. So we came back to New York, and we said, you know, let's record a record. And we just went into the vault of my tracks, and we just started picking. And, you know, like I said, we do a lot of sampling. So nowadays, you know, samples, you don't pay as much as you used to get them, to clear them. But you still have to pay the artist. So there's some huge samples and stuff that we recorded, you know, some Rolling Stones, some the Mamas and Papas. There's, you know, a lot of different artists that we said, well, we can't clear this, but we really want to use this music. So that's when we decided, when we recorded some of those tunes, like, well, you know what, maybe we need to break up the album into two albums and release all this stuff with samples as a free album. And then the stuff with no samples we keep for what we call the pay album, you know, which will be official on iTunes and everything, and really do it that way. So that's how really the music got separated into this Black Book mixtape, which is a totally free album, which we're going to release by Christmas with a Black Book, which, you know, Black Book original word is used in graffiti, where graffiti writers, you know, they walk around with their black book and they meet other artists, writers, and they ask them, oh, can you do a burner? Can you do a piece in my book? So our idea was to, you know, have some artists around us, you know, give us some of their work, and then we're just going to put it out, kind of a digital black book with the music, kind of packaged with the music, which, you know, is going to be, I think, it's about 11 songs, and we're going to have, like I said, this digital black book is a PDF. So that's the first part, and then the next part is in February, and that's called The Weeknd, which is really the album we're really excited about. We're excited about the whole project, but The Weeknd, we feel, you know, is very accessible. You know, as you were saying, you listen to the music, and, you know, we have different topic matter. We don't, there's some cursing, but it's not like free cursing. You know, there's, I would say, you know, why people maybe like you or some other people might get excited about the record is the fact that, you know, we felt also when we make this record that there's a gap in the music. You know, like 30 and 40-something nowadays who grew up with hip-hop may not have that much music to listen to. They might be listening to Mos Def, to Common, you know, cats like that are still putting out music, but cats like KRS-One, Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest, you know, not really as active as they used to be. So the 30 and 40-something may be, you know, fiending for some new music. So that's where we feel we can fit in and come back and, you know, feed those people.
That's excellent. And you're absolutely right, because there is an open niche for that kind of music, because there are a whole bunch of, as you can say, old heads, if you want to call them that,
mm-hmm.
who really don't have what they need musically, and they miss that old school music. But they want to hear a new twist to it as well. If you notice, a lot of the old school rappers are coming back out, trying to get back in the game, because they see that there's this big open gap that needs to be
mm-hmm.
filled.
Well, you know, a lot of the old school artists are doing shows. You've seen guys like Big Daddy Kane, active, you know, a lot of cats is, like you say, you know, coming back, doing shows. Now, I'm not sure, you know, if some of them are doing all, you know, are doing recordings. You know, I know, for example, Nas, who's still very relevant, you know, is about to do a record with Premier. You know, there's a lot of other things I've heard. But, you know, I mean, there's very little. Like, you know, even for me, as a fan of the music, there's very little I get excited about. Like, I got excited when I heard that Q-Tip and Busta Rhymes were putting out a mixtape. So, you know, I'm listening to that like, oh, yeah, it's great. You know, this is hot. I'm happy that this is coming out, but I haven't gotten happy about some in a minute.
It has been dismal and disappointing. And I wanted to also ask you, you know, as far as the marketing aspect of it, when people like Beyonce do what she did, how did that make you feel? How did that allow you to kind of feed into what she did, as well as figure out how you can make a move like that for yourself?
Well, I mean, what's exciting is you can see, you know, that artists like her can put out, you know, music, and she calls it kind of a surprise because nobody was really expecting that. But the big difference is, you know, with a group like us and her is the, you know, her means, her financial means. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's a multimillionaire, so she can put out a record like that, you know, and do 17 videos for the 17 songs she has. Because she has, you know, the means to do it, and she has the machine behind it that can, you know, follow her. That's still, I think, today, although, yeah, you know, it's possible to do it with YouTube and all this, but you still need a team with you. You know, it's not just going to happen, you know, overnight and, oh, Get Open is platinum. No, we need, you know, we need a little team. We still need help, you know, with marketing, with publicity, with, you know, everything that goes with it that someone like Beyonce has. So there still is that little gap. But what's the difference is today is anybody, you know, can put out a record. Now, is everybody making quality records? That's the difference. You know, because what I hear, and, you know, I'm a audio freak, I listen to music, a lot of music, and a lot of music I'm hearing, even on YouTube, the quality of the sound has taken a big hit. Mm-hmm. You know, you have kids coming out because they can record on their MacBook or on their PC. They can record on, you know, GarageBand or whatever, and they're making records on that. But there's no real, I would say, how would you call it? There's no real, like, study of, okay, well, I want my record to sound good, so I need to get a good mix engineer, or I need to get somebody who's a pro to make my record sound as good as Beyonce's record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all this is possible today. You just have to have a little budget, you know, and I still, that's why, you know, I also work with young, you know, young kids. You know, I have a co-founded foundation called Hip Hop Loves, and we work, you know, with teaching kids that, yeah, you can make your own music, but you got to take your time. There's no need to rush anything. Make it sound good, you know. Play for your father, play for your uncle, play for your sister, and have them critique it, and then see what happens. And even today, you go online and you post your music and see what people say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the luxury that we didn't have.
Now, you were talking about having a team and having a budget. You have a special campaign that you have going right now to help you fund your project. Can you, you know, tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, what we did, the Indiegogo campaign, it was over a few months ago.
Oh, really?
No, it's not as we wish it was like an ongoing thing. But we actually are thinking of relaunching another one, you know, because we've kind of gained a little momentum, we've gained some fans, we're doing some live shows, and, you know, in the New York city area. So eventually we're going to probably relaunch and maybe do, you know, something special for the fans, maybe do a little vinyl for all the, you know, real audiophiles. So that's an idea. But that's, it's a good point that you bring that up, is that nowadays, you know, with the internet, because when we came up, internet didn't even exist. In 97, when we came out with the first record, there was no internet. So nowadays, you have the whole crowdfunding thing, which definitely can help, you know. But again, with crowdfunding, you know, whoever's, you know, listening right now, you still need a little team to help you out to make, you know, that campaign successful, depending on what you're looking, you know, financially to as your goal, but you still need, you know, a little team. So that's why, you know, I'll definitely, you know, people listening out there, young folks who are trying to do it, you need, whatever you're doing, you need a little team, whether it's 2-3 people or 10 people, you know, some interns, some people going to be, you know, doing your little quote-unquote street team and some social media work. Nowadays, that's really, I think, you know, the key to a successful record and to get, you know, a bunch of people just excited about your project.
Okay, that's great. And that's great advice, because oftentimes a lot of people think, I can do it on my own. I got this. But you don't always have it by yourself. And you're right. You do need to have the team. You need to take your time. And you also need to have some criticism. You know, some people can't take the criticism, but criticism is necessary in order for you to be able to fine-tune and reshape your project to something that would be extremely marketable, as opposed to something that only a few people would like. Now,
oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look, you know, excuse me to interrupt, look at what's at Kanye West's last record, the Yeezus record, he thought he was finished. He actually went to see, Top Dog producer Rick Rubin, and he said, "Hey Rick, I want you to listen to my record, and you know, I'm done. I just want you to give me, your advice on it. Tell me what you think." And the next day, Rick Rubin came to him and said, "Hey, this is not a finished record." And Kanye was like, "What do you mean it's not a finished record?" He's like, "This is a work in progress." He's like, "Well, what do I need to do?" He's like, "Well, you know, if you want me to do it." You know, of course, they've agreed financially what they were gonna do, but Rick Rubin redid the entire record. You know, so it's really something. I say, you know, even a guy like Kanye is realized that, you know, he's like, maybe this is not, I can't just do it myself, and he went to see Rick Rubin, and Rick Rubin gave him advice, and you have the easiest record the way it is, you know, that we hear it today. So even the top people ask, you know. And I personally think that, you know, Rick, Kanye West is a very pretentious cat, but even pretentious folks go and ask advice, from, you know, from very, you know, I guess knowledgeable people.
That's correct. He may be pretentious, but he's not crazy.
Exactly, as some people might think, you know.
Right, yeah, he may be crazy like a fox, but as far as his business is concerned, he knows what he needs to do in order to keep himself marketable and on top.
Absolutely.
Now, with what you're doing, how and where can people kind of catch you doing shows and stuff like that? You know, where would
that
be possible?
Like, right now, we're playing in New York City. We just did a show up in Harlem at the Shrine, which is really, if people listening are not familiar with the Shrine, it's up in Harlem. It's not really new, but a lot of people don't know about it. It's a really cool venue. It's a lot of world music, but some urban stuff that's happening. And we're going to play next month, January 17th, at a place called the Way Station. It's a small space in Brooklyn, in Prospect Heights. But, you know, we're just getting in gear. We're going to really launch things when we do a record release party. We're in the works with working with a couple of musicians, trying to bring a live acoustic aspect to what we have, because we already have some strong tracks, but we kind of want to bring that acoustic and, I guess, make the performance more exciting than just us with a laptop. So right now, you know, we're getting gear, we're warming up, and you know, I feel February, you know, in the months after that, we're definitely going to be, you know, making moves. But people can look us up, you know, on Facebook, Get Open, also SoundCloud, Get Open Music. We're up there. We have a website, Overtime Records, with the S, inc.com, with a lot of information there. So, you know, I mean, Facebook, I say, that's pretty much the norm today. That's pretty much where people go. So I say, if you look us up at Get Open, you will find us, and all the information of upcoming shows and everything is up there.
Okay, I have a question. Where at in Prospect Heights?
It's on Washington Avenue and St. Mark's.
That's funny.
What, do you live right there?
I grew up on St. Mark's between Graham and Clausen.
There you go, right there. So it's two blocks down. Well,
yes,
you know how the neighborhood has changed, so.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a new place. So, and it's mainly rock music that is played in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they want to do a little, that, you know, they want to diversify. So we played that once back in October during the CMJ, College Music Festival, Music Journal Festival. And they liked our show, so they, you know, asked us to come back. So here
That's
we are.
That's cool. I might come check you out. I'll have to see.
Please do.
I'm like,
It's a Friday night, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
you know, a lot of us older folks have kids, so sometimes it's a bit harder. So, you know, I always keep that in mind when we book shows and tell people about it, you know. So.
Right. I think I know. Is that the place that used to be the coffee shop?
It probably is. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then I know it's right on the corner. I know exactly where it is. Okay, great.
Cool.
That's
cool.
Good for me to know.
Yep.
So people can find you on Facebook, which is, like you said, the most common form of contact nowadays. And you have your Overtime Records. They can find you there, and they can listen to you on SoundCloud.
And download, because all this music from the Black Book is up there for free right now. You can download. There's 5 tracks available that people can download. So, you know, all the Black Book album is going to be, like I say, within 10 days, it's going to be up there for free. So people can listen, can download, can share, can do, you know, whatever they want to do with the music right now. Because, like I say, you know, it's changed a lot, but that's how it is, you know. You got to give free music in order to get people excited these days and for them to want to buy your record.
Yes, and I understand that every 2 weeks you're releasing a new song?
Yeah, pretty much. It hasn't been like, I won't say, sometimes we've done every week, sometimes 2 weeks, but since we're getting close to Christmas, we're going to probably release one more this week and another one next week, and then there's going to be the full album available.
Okay, that's cool. That is really, really cool. Great. So I would like to ask if you would, you know, stay in touch and, you know, so we can have you back again, because I wanna hear how you're progressing, because, like I said, I am really loving your music.
All right, great. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to all the music there. I'll be sure to keep in touch. We'll be sure to keep in touch. Next time I hope maybe I can have another member or the other two, three members. Cause mm-hmm. We have a fourth member that is out in California, in Sacramento. Because I was saying, you know, the group had kind of fizzled out because life took over. So also one of our, you know, the last thing I could say is one of our, I won't say catch thing that's catchy with us is the fact that we're all working folks. You know, we all have day jobs.
Okay.
You know, I'm a working New York City tour guide. One other member is a masseuse therapist. The other one's an information specialist at the New York Public Library. And the fourth cat is a, you know, professor in criminology at State University in California. So we all do other things, but we still keep, you know, busy with this music and this thing, this culture we love, which we call hip-hop. And, you know, I think people can really feel it when they listen to our music.
Okay, that's really cool because, and it's also a testament to who you are, because a lot oftentimes people feel that they just got to just focus on one thing and they can't do anything else. And you're showing the realities of life, that as you get older, life changes and life happens, and you can still have your passions and you can still pursue your dreams and goals, but you can also, you know, make sure you maintain that other stuff that you have to do, like, you know, pay the bills.
And, absolutely.
And that's a really good thing, because you're setting a good example to the younger generation who think that they just have to just starve themselves and be a starving artist. That just makes no sense.
Right. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I just want to thank you once again. This for me is an amazing opportunity. And the next time you guys are on, we're going to have your music so that people can hear it. But I would prefer that they go to SoundCloud and listen to the music and download it, and also wait for the album CD when it comes out, because it would really be something that they would truly enjoy.
Great, great. Yeah, Get Open Music on SoundCloud, Facebook, Get Open. You know, get at us, send us some messages, say hello, send us some comments, post, share, do all that good stuff.
You got it. I want to thank you again. You have an amazing evening, and we will stay in touch.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome.
Take care.
Everyone, you take care too. So everyone, that was the one of the members of Get Open, and he was with us to explain to us, you know, how things are in the industry today and about their amazing projects they have going. And like I said, I really enjoy their music. I like hip-hop, but I like the kind of hip-hop that's not demoralizing. And they bring you just that, and you really enjoy it. And I think that they have what it takes to make it happen. So give them some sunlight, you know, and check them out on SoundCloud and just listen to what they have to say and just listen to the music. Take my word for it. You'll be pleasantly surprised and really pleased at what they have to do. And go on Facebook to find out where they're going to be located. If you're in the New York City area, go check them out. It will be well worth the trip, and you will just have a great time. Now, I'm going to leave you and let you know we'll be back on this Saturday coming up with Paradigm Shifters with Marilyn and Steve. So until then, be well, take good care of yourselves, and stay warm if you're in cold climates, and just be safe. Take care of yourselves. The holidays are coming, so just be the best you can possibly be. And we love you. Have a good one. Be well.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.
That's cool. I like that.